Greetings, adventurers, and welcome to Dice Club! Last time, Marsh, Venus, Saradin, Kazuka, and the power of God in anime defeated the Vine Monster with just plenty of out-of-date jokes to spare. Ren, Meadow, and Demetrius approached the town of South Pharaoh, scaled a wall near a watchtower, stole a couple guard uniforms, and entered town. There, they encountered numerous shops, where they bought cabbages and pastries before talking to three old ladies who gave some kind of grim prophecy or something. Still not sure what it was, but hey, let's see what happens next.
Okay, so the four of you, Venus, Marsh, Saradin, and Kazuka, are now...
Hello. Hi.
Going through the woods, after you... Well, when we left off, you just beat this vine monster, and you're there now.
Yeah, I've definitely not learned my lesson. And I'm going to keep trying to, like, investigate and touch and take samples of these,
okay.
of these things and plants. But the vine is, like, definitely dead at this point, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. What can I make on it? Would it be a nature check to, like, try and identify
Probably nature,
this?
Yeah.
I'm going to identify it and then try to take, like, a sample of it. Oh, God. That is a nat one.
Marsh, what are you
great.
Doing?
Hit the cable of my... I was just trying to take a sample of the plant.
Okay, you kind of...
Which is plus four, so I would have
No.
I tried. Everyone out there, I tried.
You definitely know that it's a plant.
Okay.
Maybe more than one? You're not sure.
Fuck me. Can I at least take a sample of it?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll let you do that.
I, like, slice off a little sliver of it, and I put it into, like, I have, like, assorted fantasy Tupperware, I assume. or, like, fantasy Tupperware or, like, you know, like, weather, like, little
like
weather
vials.
Bags and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that. And
pretty good.
I take a little, like, cutting of it. I, like, cut, like, a little square out of it, and I stick it into my bag.
And I'm all
like,
right.
This might be a snake.
Well, I'm sure that was worth it, Marsh.
It could be a snake.
Marsh,
you could say that about a lot of things.
It's like a vine, but it's also like a snake. They're very similar. Trust me, I know a lot about these things.
I've interacted with a lot of snakes and a lot of vines in my day, and that feels a little big of a statement.
No, let's continue. No,
this is kind
this
of bigoted.
Continuing.
Yeah.
So I take a sample, and we move forward.
All right, sweet. So you move forward through the woods, not actually very
Character
far through the woods.
I don't stay at one place for like 20 minutes doing a
yeah.
stupid move.
Let's go. Anyways, you are moving through the woods. It's actually like beautiful. Like it's
oh damn.
You can see like some like just really cool. The trees are really cool, and there's some points where the sun is like shining through the canopies, and there's like a whole bunch of. It's just really pretty in these woods, but you're not walking through them for very long before you reach kind of a like the end of the tree line, and from here you can see ahead of you are some mountains, and like up in the mountains to the left is a what looks like a kind of castle that is made up mostly of different towers that are connected with like bridges.
Is it bigger or smaller than the like stick castle that we were at?
It's smaller than the stick castle, which was called Shiftstone.
Sorry, Shiftstone. I totally heard that as Dick Castle.
See, I was about to castle. Say.
I was heard like, is it bigger than smaller? I'm not gonna lie.
It's bigger. It's full of
it's
all
these
dicks.
It's definitely smaller than the Dick Castle.
Dick Castle.
Nothing is bigger than
Dick yeah. Castle. Anyway.
Finish the joke.
Shitstone.
Oh my goodness. Anyway.
Caststone.
Yes. Moving on. Moving on.
You can see this castle kind of looking thing. And Kazuka's like, ah, yes. This is Demetrius and I's like base of operations. This is North Helm Keep.
It's a very nice secret base. Very secretive, I see.
But it's not supposed to be secret base.
So was it like abandoned? Like, are there other people here, or is it
there?
Just been...
There should not be.
So there's just been a castle here.
Well, like I said before, there's an enchantment on the door that only lets me or Demetrius enter the building.
Is there an enchantment on the rest of it? Like, could they break a window and just kind of shimmy in there, maybe?
I mean, maybe?
What do you mean, maybe?
I guess we'll find out. We'll find out.
I look around the corner and there's two, like, dwarf, like, teenagers, like, spray painting penises on the side of it.
Dick Castle.
Dick Castle.
She's like, no, it is fine. This castle is the safest place probably on the planet, if you were me or Demetrius, or anybody with us. I bet.
So are we like moving base to here? Is the other group going to meet us here, or are we just like
yes,
coming in?
That was the plan.
Okay.
You remember the plan we talked about like 8 months ago.
It's been a while.
I'm gonna start making my way.
About like 8 hours ago.
Yes. So if you don't exactly remember what you talked about, like those. It wasn't even like 8 hours ago. It was like 3 hours ago. The plan was
talked about it before we went to sleep.
No, it was after you woke up. Okay. I think it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter.
8 hours.
No, yeah. So the plan was your group goes to North Helm Keep to like secure a safe place to like figure out what your next move is, and they go to South Pharaoh to get supplies and see if they can figure out more like ideas for what to do about the whole situation, and then you meet back at North Helm.
Gotcha. Cool. So yeah. Can I do like an investigation check on this, or like investigation or maybe arcana check to see what type of like magic she and Demetrius have, like, guarded it with?
Once you get there, yeah.
I thought we were there. I thought we were outside.
Oh, well, technically, you're all outside somewhere.
Outside?
You're always outside.
The building.
No. You can just, like, see it in the distance, like, in the mountains.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just, like, right
we're
outside.
We're not even
there
yet?
No. But all you right. can be. You want a travel montage there?
We
can
travel, travel montage
there if you want.
Please.
So bad.
All right.
Eye of the tiger,
the thriller
of the night.
That's your travel montage music.
Completely different.
I'm doing a braid train as we walk.
On the road again.
I walk 1,000 roads, the old road
is the
place that I've ever...
Do you, like, this do you at all know the lyrics to Boulevard Broken Dreams?
I would walk 500
like, even remotely.
The man who walked
the last 120 seconds are not in the podcast.
Yeah.
No, that was funny, though.
Yeah, so travel montage. You're there now, I guess.
Short montage?
At North Elm, there was going to be a whole thing where you had to, like, solve a puzzle to get across, like, a mountain area.
Oh, but do you still want to do that?
You did that in the montage.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
So, so hey, you are
hey,
good
Tim,
now.
Can we do the rest of the campaign in the montage?
Yeah.
Okay. Campaign montage. So the seven of you are now ascended to your astral being forms, and you are looking down over this conjunction of the planar system, and you think it is good.
Holy shit! End. Just like Twilight Sparkle, and she like becomes like Celestia or whatever. She's got
an
like,
alicorn.
Horn,
she becomes
she can
an
look
alicorn.
At all the diagrams and stuff.
An alicorn.
Oh my god, Tink! Yeah, can I be Twilight Sparkle in my?
You can be
Celestial.
Twilight Sparkle, in your celestial
I'm
form.
Totally fucking Fluttershy.
You're Fluttershy for sure.
I'll
for
be
sure.
Rainbow Dash.
I want to be Rarity.
I figured as much.
Gabs is Pinkie Pie.
Oh man, am I Applejack?
No,
you're
Pinkie Pie.
Obviously.
Oh, duh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're
oh, clearly. Very clearly,
obviously.
You're Pinkie Pie.
Tinfold's Applejack.
I'm not in the story.
Yeah. No, Tin is the spy.
Applejack is the higher being.
You're the because you could write yourself Applejack.
Applejack is God.
Yeah.
Real.
I mean, God gave Adam and Eve an apple.
Yo, well, he kind of didn't, actually. That's kind of the whole point is that he didn't give them the apple.
That story.
He made it, he put it right there.
Oh my god, wait, maybe Applejack is
apple.
The devil.
Applejack is
the devil. Holy shit, big bad endgame Applejack.
Oh my. Anyways, you're at North Thumbkeep now, standing outside the doors.
Can I do a Arcana check on this now to see...
You can definitely do an Arcana check.
Okay. If this fails, I have a thing where I can do Detect Magic, because I'm a Firbolg.
Which would probably be more better than an Arcana check.
Well, I'm gonna do
the
Arcana check first, and who knows? I might get, like, a nat 20 or something.
Nope. Doesn't look like you did.
It's a 9.
You can tell that there are some...
I'm gonna Detect Magic.
Yeah, okay.
So I have a thing called Firbolg Magic. I can cast Detect Magic and Disguise Self with this trait.
Just at will? All the time?
No, it's only once per day, and then
okay.
I use it again when I do a short or long rest.
Makes sense.
Once I cast either spell, I can't cast it again with this trait until I finish a short or long rest. So, yep. I cast Detect Magic
okay.
on, like, kind of the whole castle. I want to see what... school of magic that they've used to kind of secure it.
You can tell that there's a very, very, very strong aura. Like, you cast Detect Magic, and you can usually just, like, feel, like, the energy of whatever magic is around you, like, kind of, like, enter yourself, and you can, like, determine, like, what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You almost get, like... knocked back, like,
holy
by
shit.
How strongly you can feel, there's just the school of abjuration is all over this.
Interesting. And it would have to take a really strong, you know, wizard or, you know, magic user to, like, do this, right?
Yes.
Okay. And Kajuka said she lost her powers when she was jailed, right? She, like, could only do that, like, little thing with her hands or whatever?
Yes.
Interesting. Has she gained back her powers after she left? Or was it, like, it was a gift given to her by Kairos,
yeah.
right?
It was a gift given to her by Kairos.
Gotcha. Interesting. All right. So I'm just kind of observe her. as she enters this place.
Okay, you can see, in front of you is, like, there's a flat wall as you're, like, against the castle. And you can see, like, the outline of a door, but it's, like, just carved into the stone. So it doesn't look like there's actually a door. It just looks like there's, like, an image of a... It's a very big, like, carving of a door on this wall. Probably, like, 10 feet high. And Kazuka, like, walks up to the wall, like, next to it, and pauses for a second, looks down at her hand, closes her eyes, and places her hand up against the wall. And nothing happens for a moment, and then there is bright blue light, like, now coming out of the engraving of the door, and then the light fades, and where there was the engraving is now a large wooden door.
Whoa!
Interesting. Whoa. So she, okay. Does it look like she casted any magic while doing this, or did it just react to her?
It looked like it was just a reaction to her.
Interesting.
I'm walking right in that, bitch.
All right. Yeah. You walk right in that.
Do you pass Kazuka? Just walk right into her house?
Yeah, into her home.
Yeah, she can't stop me. I'm way stronger than her. I have a +3 to strength.
Actually?
Yeah. I don't know why I did that.
Holy shit.
You're just walking right in there, Sardin?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Sneakily.
Okay. Well, let's stealth check then. She's gonna sneak right in there, huh?
There's there's only 3 people that can see you, and you're just like looking around corners and like ducking in between places and
tiptoeing,
shit.
Somersaulting.
Yeah.
Just like Scooby Doo, like.
You like hide behind one corner and you pop up in like one totally across the map.
You're just like doing like rolls and somersaults and sneaking and hiding behind things as everybody else is just walking behind you, just completely nonchalant.
Well, I rolled a 9.
It's like
so
2 steps in front of you.
All right, Saradin, you open the door with your. It's a very big door, but I guess you're really strong, so you can do it. And you open the door. And inside, you can see, it's kind of dark, but as you walk through, there are, like, torches on the, like, sides of the wall, like, on either side. It's the hallway is about probably, like, 15 feet wide. 15 feet? Probably, like, 20 feet. 15 is way less than I thought it was. It's, like, 20 feet wide. And
Damn. It
goes on for a while, but it's dark. It's too dark to see all the way past. And as you walk in, there are torches on either side of the wall that illuminate.
As Kazuka walks past? That's so cool. Oh, that's
as you're amazing. As you're walking through, like, as Kazuka passes the torch, it just, like, springs to life.
Okay, that's cool.
I think to match the 9 that Saradin rolled, just the whole time that they're going down the hallway, they're doing kind of like a Kronk in Emperor's New Groove style, like rolling and hugging the wall and like doing a little song under their breath. Just like in the scrolls.
Just like in those scrolls.
But the entire time your little, like, nails on your feet are, like, tapping on the floor.
I've been tripped up.
Because it is just stone. And since you're staying, like, towards the edges. Like, there's carpet, like, in the middle, but you're just on the stone. Just, like, tapping
like a chihuahua.
Away on the...
I'd like to ask her some few questions, a couple questions about this place as we're, like, walking.
All right.
How did this place come... to be? Did you order it to have it built while you were serving under Kairos, or?
Well, I did not order the construction of this place. I believe it was
it was Kairos himself who ordered the construction of the place. He put probably simple enchantment on the building to make it so that it would recognize me and Dimitris.
Why didn't he include himself in that?
He might have. He probably did. But he doesn't go out much. At least he did not used to.
Is there any way I could make another Arcana check to see if, like, would this detect magic to see if I can recognize whether the abjuration would react to a third person?
I don't think there's any way you'd be able to distinguish that.
Okay. There's a stretch I want to try.
But yeah.
Oh, I really want to know if he has access to this place now, because, like, if he didn't, that would make sense why it hasn't been, like, destroyed or, like, I guess it wouldn't be burnt down because it's stone, but, you know, like, destroyed or anything. Like, that's why it's still standing. But that's so interesting. Imagine we, like, walk into the dining room and he's, like, there, like, chilling. It's like, hey, what's up, guys?
That'd be pretty spooky.
I swear to God, if Kairos is in here and we're gonna have to fight him, that's... Alright.
That would be so mean. Half the party, level one, and he's like, here's the final boss.
Right now.
Alright.
No, but it's like, Kairos, like, all alone, there's, like, no guards or anything, he's just, like, there, like, bird type face, like, a cup of wine or something.
Just like David Tennant, just sitting there,
just like David Tennant.
No, but yeah. So, is there anything else you'd like to do while walking?
99 bottles of beer on the wall.
I feel like I want to do so much, like, investigation and, like, checking everything out. You know what?
You can investigate.
You're so curious.
I'm going to do another investigation check to see if it's, like, if it really has been abandoned for, like, what, 12 years, however long they've been missing?
Yeah, 12.
It, like, landed between a 14 and a 20.
Let's just reroll it. Sorry.
How'd that happen?
Because I rolled it onto my keyboard, because I don't have a lot of space here. hold on. That is a 14.
Okay. With the 14... you can see, like, the whole kind of room seems, like, super undisturbed. And there's, like, actually not really, like, dust in the air. Like, it's a big stone room that supposedly hasn't been touched in 12 years. It doesn't feel super musty in here. And it just kind of feels like...
Can I tell whether that's because of, like, the magic or not? Or would I not get that with this roll? Or could I do that?
I think you can see, like, you're kind of, like, now following a little bit behind Kazuka. You were just walking through around
and, like, kind of regarding all, like, the different, like, walls, like, looking for, like, runes or anything.
Yeah, okay. You were just walking through the forest and so you're all kind of dirty from that. You can see as Kazuka is, like, walking through, she's leaving, like, kind of like dust prints on the carpet, which disappear after a couple seconds.
Ooh, that's fun. It's like the Beauty and the Beast. It's like magically.
I was thinking that exact same thing.
It's like it's magically sweeping up and, like, cleaning after.
Did you do that to my room?
Right.
Oh, relatable.
Hashtag,
if only.
I'm 14 and this is dude.
That doesn't even make any sense in this context.
I don't think I have anything else that I want to do, like, roleplay or investigation-wise.
Ballin'.
So, the
four of you are just walking through this, and it...
I am writing all of this down in, like, my journal as well. I'm, like, doing, like, sketches of, like the door and, like, probably, like, the carpet and stuff. Just, like, all, like, you know, like, diagrams and shit like that in my notebook.
Sweet. I said 20 feet. It probably was closer to, like, 10. 20 feet is way bigger than
15 to 20 to 10.
Yeah. 10 to 20 feet. But yeah, so you're walking for a bit. It doesn't take you very long to reach the end of this hallway where it kind of turns left. And you can see that, like, at the end of this hallway, there's a door. But then also on the wall to your right, there's a bigger door, which Kazuka's walking towards. And
Saradin pushes past to go through the door first.
All right, you push past and you push on the doors, and they kind of, like, creak open. And as you all walk into this room, as you, Saradin, walk into this room, nothing happens. But the second that Kazuka walks through, a whole, like, line of torches around this room.
Oh, that's good. Like,
in sequence, light up. And it is, you can tell, a dining hall.
I did that. That was me.
Saradin's, like, the secret third person.
I am Kairos.
Saradin is Kairos.
Wait, no, oh no, God. No, that's fake. That's not it. Damn, we have to change my backstory.
Yeah, no, it's true. Actually, Saradin is Kairos. We're both Kairos. That's our backstory.
Damn, delete all of that. Backspace, backspace.
Anyways. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Dining hall.
Dining hall. So the dining hall is... The room is pretty big. It's like octagonal is how you say that word. And there are like three tables that kind of form a U shape. So like you walk in and then there's like... the tables would form a square. But the one side, there's only three of them. So it's like a... U shape, and as you walk in, you're like in the center of the room.
Is any Kairos food in there? This joint?
Kairos is not there, and it doesn't seem like there's food, but each seat, like the table is set.
Are they dusty?
Nope.
That's concerning. You'd think they'd be dusty after 12
We've,
years.
We like, just had this conversation.
We literally where, like, just talked about
like,
how
it magically disappeared.
I'm sorry, I was thinking about Zoolander. I'm trying so hard not to zone out, but I just started thinking about Zoolander, not of my own will.
All right, beautiful.
That makes sense.
Is there like water or anything like in the goblets?
Sure.
I don't know. Fuck you. Oh my God. I was literally gonna go up to one and like try to drink it.
Wait,
the goblets
I wish
are
our
empty.
Listeners could see the look on Rain's face just now.
It's a good look.
I was like, really? For real?
Hey everybody, it's Tin. You know me? I'm your guy, your great ads guy, and I've got some ads just for you right now. Here you go. Want to give a quick shout out to Dax Ayrton on Reddit. That's DAXAYRTON. Thank you, Dax, for letting us use the homebrew race for Saradin. That is very cool. We appreciate it. Saradin wouldn't be Saradin without it. So, in a way, Saradin's your character as well. And thank you for being on my podcast, Dax. That's great. You can find all of our social medias at linktr.ee/diceclubpodcast. You can share those around. That would be absolutely fantastic. I actually can't believe that anybody's still listening. Thank you so much for being here. It's December. This is the final month of the first year of Dice Club. Next month will be 1 year, like a month from today is 1 year of Dice Club. That being said, as a kind of celebration of Dice Club and also a kind of like fixer for missing a couple days this year, we are aiming to release an episode every week for the first 3 weeks of January. I said this was gonna happen in the summer, and it didn't. This is a make good on that promise to have this happen, and it's a make good on the ones that just we kind of whiffed on. But yeah, so hopefully, 3 episodes in December. Now, one of those episodes, if we can get it like organized and situated and figure out a way to actually have it happen, I thought it would be fun to do like a Q&A kind of episode. So, if you would like to have a question read and answered on the show, you can tweet us at The Dice Club Podcast, I believe is our Twitter. I don't know. You can find it at linktr.ee/Dice Club Podcast. So you can just like honestly message us on any of our social medias and we will take your question and read it. If we get enough questions to even do a full episode about it. But yeah, I think that would be super fun. I know I would enjoy that, and I'm pretty sure my co-hosts would also love the frick out of doing that. So send any questions you have to really any of our social medias. And yeah, next episode should be out January 1st, which is bonkers and crazy. An entire year. Thank you so much for sticking around. Like, we are our continued growth as a podcast is genuinely shocking to me, and if you weren't listening to this right now, I really don't think that it still would be coming out as a podcast. So thank you for being here. Thank you for letting me do this. It's awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll save a lot of this for next month, because then it's actually like the thing that I'm talking about. But yes, just thank you. January 1st, I'll see you then. Let's get back into the adventure. The three of you now are in this kind of a town circle with all these market stands.
Yes.
And these ladies just kind of were pretty freaky.
You sure could say that. Yeah. Things. Understatement. I've been thoroughly freaked.
What are you doing?
What are we doing? Do we want to do anything more with the ladies?
I mean, the question is if they'll even... They haven't been particularly responsive to conversation so far.
No.
Yeah, they're just weaving away.
I don't have any ideas in myself for to get them to respond.
No, because so far they haven't said like a word to anything Meadow's done. So I feel like when they did their little spooky, horrified stare thing, she kind of started instinctively backing away. Like, uh-oh, well that doesn't look good, and just like backing off. So she's like not intentionally, but just like slowly leaving a little bit.
It should also be noted that Demetrius looks completely unscathed.
He's not surprised at all.
He doesn't look like
this doesn't bother him apparently.
See, can I roll?
Yeah.
Can I roll? What am I rolling? Perception.
You could roll like investigation on him, or like insight if you want to see like intention, or like you could do. I think insight works.
Insight 15.
You look into his very soul, and his soul looks back, and you share a connection. He just doesn't like. He's kind of just like looking at like the stand where they're like selling stuff, and he just really doesn't seem to have even like. It doesn't even look like he noticed that there was a whole, like, thing that just went on there.
Damn. Okay. I think Red just sort of, like, shrugs that off. Can I roll insight on the ladies?
Sure.
Well, that was a 7, so, I look into their soul, they do not look back.
You don't look into their soul, but they can see yours.
Yeah.
And they just really want to weave, bro.
So real.
She's trying to weave.
Gotta respect a hobby, man.
Ain't a hobby, it's a lifestyle, bro.
That's true. That's true.
Weave life.
I think...
I just don't respect the lifestyle choices that they make.
I mean, I think it's fine, but not in front of the children.
They just kind of, like, you know, make it their whole personality.
I hate it. And yeah. It's like, you can weave, like, on your free time.
I just really don't think we should weave in our schools. Anyways, what are y'all doing?
True. I think Ren just sort of looks at them and sort of rolls back up the tapestry. I was about to call it a pastry.
No, I have those.
Rolls back up the tapestry, puts it in his bag, and, like, flips them one of the coins.
It lands on the, on their stand, but they still are just weaving.
Okay. And if we're done with that, I'm going immediately back to the trinket guy.
All right. This actually pulls Meadow out of her little shock moment. She's like, oh, damn it, Ren, he doesn't have anything! And starts, like, following after.
No, I need those sticks. I need those sticks, Meadow.
They're literally sticks. What are you going to do with
them? Listen, we still have 30 coins.
I mean, yeah,
and,
I guess.
I'm not leaving the sticks here. Because
all of our coins are stolen from this random guards, and we don't own this currency, but, sticks, I guess.
Do we want more cabbages?
No. Cabbages and bread is not a particularly balanced diet, but more cabbage isn't gonna help.
I think the sticks are gonna be important. I walk back over, and I'm like, hey, buddy.
I don't think the sticks are gonna be important.
He sees you come in, and he sees you come in, and he's like, aw,
dude. So
I know what you want. I got what you want.
What I want.
I got what you want, dude. And then he takes out the box again and opens it up in a really, really dramatic way. And he kind of does and then he takes the blue sticks with the red string and puts them in the box. And was like, all right, my dude, here you go.
Yeah.
This was his voice, right?
Something like that, for sure.
Probably something like this.
Okay.
Got it, bro.
So you said that both pairs of sticks would be like, I think you said like 15, 15 coins?
That's
like half. So I also found some more coins.
That's
so
like a lot of our coins.
What else can I get from you?
Bro, dude, I'm going to just shoot you straight right here, my man.
Yeah.
These sticks. You won't find anything better than these sticks in all the lands, bro.
I feel like you
bro.
Could probably find something better than those sticks somewhere in the land.
No.
Hey.
I was whispering, but I can't do that because he won't pick up.
He's got giant ass ears. Fuck you.
All right, my dude. You got 15 on you, brother?
I do. Wait, actually, can you describe what else he has on the table?
All right. There is... a small metal ball, a key that has two ends on it. So, like, both sides of the key are, like, keys.
Oh, shit.
And then there's just a bunch of other random, just, like, little bits of metal.
Okay, here.
And one of those paddle things that have, like, a ball and a string on it.
Oh, that's sick. Okay. Well, I gesture to the rest of the table, and I'm like, what'll it take for me to get the rest of this from you?
Ren!
How many more coins?
Oh, dude. And then Demetrius comes up to you, he's like,
you know there's other shops. There are other shops. You don't have to get everything.
But
dude, all right, dude. How much you got on you, brother?
17 coins.
Oh, dude. Oh, you drive a hard bargain there, dude.
Ren, there's other actual stores. I don't know how this guy secured this.
16 coins.
Ren, we're here to buy, like, food and supplies. And we bought, like, a small amount of food and no supply. I don't know what your definition of, like, supplies is.
I don't know what my definition of supplies is either.
14 coins.
It's so weird how you keep just losing coins.
Oh, dude, I'm not even giving. Dude, how do you keep dropping these? I got you, brother. I got you. I misplace things all the time, my dude.
So how about it? 14 for the sticks and that key and that.
85 gold. Final offer.
85?
That's like not even close to 14. I
have 14 coins.
All right. You're really yanking my chain here. You're really pulling my leg. I'll give you the bro discount because I think we're tight. 84 gold.
I don't know, Rump, seems like we can't buy the whole table of useless stuff. What a shame.
Okay, I give him, I hold out my hand, and inside of my hand is 71 of my coins, but on top are 14 of the coins from this world, so it looks like they're all this world's coins. And I say, okay.
Bro, where'd you get those coins, dude?
I misplaced them. I found them.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I got you, bro. Let me just take a look at those coins there, my dude.
I show him one of the coins that is from this world, and I roll deception. Can I roll deception?
Yeah, please. Is this legal?
Okay.
No, it's not legal.
Well, I got a 20. Not natural.
Oh.
But
well, that changes things. No, you hand him one of the coins, and he's like, "Dude, yeah, bro, hand him over, my dude."
I do. I hand them in a little bag.
Okay, you hand him the bag, and then you now have a small metal ball and a paddle ball and a key with two ends.
Here, let me write this down in my...
All the rest of the trinkets on the table are yours. You can just have... There's like four other scraps of metal that just seem like... Okay. Literally, there's like a piece of a broken gear. And there's... It looks... What looks like... Just some... rust, and there's just like literally a screw also is here, which is weird. You don't know what that is, but you would recognize it as a screw.
Sick. Can I roll a thing on the sticks,
like investigation?
Yeah. 16.
Okay, you can see that the as you hold both of them together, you can see that one of the blue pair are about 8 inches long, maybe an inch in diameter, and seems to be painted in some sort of blue paint with a red string around it. And the other one is exactly the same, but with red paint and blue string.
Sick.
Yeah. The box is cool, though. It's a nice-looking box.
Well, thank you, my dude. I will cherish these forever.
Oh, dude. Yeah, put me out of business here, dude. Gotta go find more some stuff. And he walks away.
Good job there, Ren. Responsible spending.
Can he join our party?
Yeah,
he's gone. He disappeared behind an alley.
Here's the rest of the coins, and I hand them the 16 gold that we have left.
All right, I think I'll be taking this.
Yes, please.
And he grabs it. Yeah, so now you've got a whole town at your fingertips. What are you gonna do?
Well, I feel like why do I never remember his name? The guy?
Demetrius.
I feel like he probably has a better idea than we do about literally everything.
That's fair.
So I probably ask him, like, is there anywhere else we should go for, like, rations? Or I don't know, what supplies do you even need to hide out in a secret base? I haven't been to the secret base.
That's actually a great question. Supply run, not even sure what we need. Don't even know if we need anything. We probably have
food
supplies probably back at the base.
I don't know, cabbages and bread is a bit not balanced.
Yeah, it's fighting food, isn't it? Isn't it? It's fighting food.
We're all vegetarian now.
You know, it's fighting food. Demetrius kind of walks out of this, like, circle area, and you pass a... Really close to this area is a building that has a sign that reads Odds and Ends All Around Market. And across the pathway that's, like, the path that you originally were coming in on that runs through the town, across that path, you see a sign, a larger building, probably the largest building in the town, that says the Silver Stable Inn and Pub. You can also see there's a lot of just residential buildings that look like people's houses, and there's one of them, one of these buildings that has like a sign on it that has a bow and a fenced area around it with like some targets, some arrows sticking out of them. And that's everything you see in the town.
I whisper to Meadow, hey, we could go rob some people.
What?
Like break into their houses, steal their food.
I mean, we could do that. I don't know that it's necessary, and we are already, by some sort of tyrannical law, wanted criminals, so I don't know that it's
exactly
good.
We're already
for
wanted criminals, so like, it's not like we're gonna be more wanted. No.
Yes, we are. If we're actively breaking into someone's house, the person who owns the house are going to start also wanting us. So
what do you want to do?
Just something that doesn't drastically increase our chances of getting caught. But I don't know, that's just me.
So there is an odds and ends shop.
There is an odds and ends shop.
I think Ren starts walking towards the odds and ends shop. I assume that's like a pawn shop sort of deal.
Probably.
Okay, so he's like, okay, we won't break
Meadow
into the
follows,
houses,
but
how
she's
about
like,
this?
Clearly a little bit, like, nervous about anything that they do while they're in the town.
like, alright, Demetrius is going with
you as well. She's not actually in an effective disguise, unlike some other people.
So you walk into Odds and Ends, and you can see a bunch of shelves with a bunch of just different stuff. It doesn't look like there's any rhyme or reason to, like, what's being sold here. And there's a counter where there's a guy who is giving you this just, like, weird look, like, of, like, anticipation, kind of. He's just kind of creeping you out. But, yeah, he is there behind the counter. And, yeah, as you walk in, he says, "Welcome, travelers, to a whole new world of possibility where childlike wonderment meets your very own reality. Come in, and let your wildest dreams be fully imagined."
What sorts of stuff is in the store?
You can look around and find out.
I look around and find out.
Sweet. All right, so as you're walking, like, through these shelves, like, ignoring this guy, he kind of, like, gets bummed out a little bit, you can tell, and as you just completely leave him on red in IRL, and you are walking up and down these, like, aisles, and you can see there's an interesting-looking, like, monocle that has, like, a spiral-like pattern in the glass. There's a boomerang. There's a teddy bear. There's a interesting looking ring that has it's like silver with like a purple gemstone inlaid in it. Yeah, there's just a bunch of different stuff, and along with those, there's a bunch of stuff you'd find in like a standard store.
Can I look for anything that is like a tapestry?
You don't really see like any other like
tapestries.
Okay.
In this establishment here.
Okay, okay. Anything you guys want to hear?
There's also stuff on the, like, the counter that the guy's at, but you're not going over there.
No,
he's
I'm
creepy.
Avoiding the guy.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
I don't know, we sort of came here for food and supplies, but apparently we don't need supplies, so food, which we have gotten, and I don't like being separated from the party particularly, so I don't know. I'm
yeah, this
on
is,
team
yeah.
leave.
Okay. Chill.
And you can tell that she is
it feels
visibly
a little bit
anxious.
Anticlimactic.
She's like tinkering with
to,
stuff.
To walk
like...
into a store and not get anything, but
I mean, yeah,
so
you
true.
Can, you can.
We could just bounce.
You could buy more things. I'm
we
not going to stop you from
right
buying
now.
More things.
Birdie, you can just say the thing you're mouthing out loud.
No, metagaming.
Talk to the guy.
We
it's,
can't let
it's
the audience
for the podcast.
Know.
Talk to the guy.
God damn. Okay.
Play in the space. Talk to him. He's a funny guy.
Okay, I pick up the
and
teddy bear.
If you don't
bear.
Like him, stab him with your hammer.
Pick up the teddy bear. I walk to the guy. And I'm like, is there anything special about this bear?
Ooh, no, this is the teddy of all knowing. And he kind of like taps his fingers together. And he's like, this, you can tell it all your secrets. And it will never tell a soul. And it will bring you peace in all times.
So it's just a teddy bear. It can't talk, so it won't tell anyone.
300 gold.
It's a teddy bear.
It will know your secrets, and you will know it. And it makes it, but it won't tell anyone.
It can't talk. It's a teddy bear.
Indeed, that is the good thing about your secrets, is that they will never be spoken
to anybody. I could
anybody.
Say that about a rock.
But a rock is not a teddy bear, is it? Will the rock bring you calming hugs?
Yes.
This one, this is the teddy that hugs back, in a manner of
in
speaking.
In a manner of speaking.
Oh, God. At that, Ren sort of grimaces, because, like, that sounds vaguely ominous, and, like, shoves the teddy bear away and looks at whatever's on the counter.
You can see there is a stand with a few potions.
Ooh,
oh,
potions.
And
potion
there
guy.
Is a whole other stand.
A hole.
With. There's a hole! No, there's a different. There's another stand that has this, like, thing that's, like, has, like, a. It, there's, like, a handle. With, like, two, like, bars going up from the side of it that has, like, a ball in the middle of it that's, like, on an axle between those bars. And there's, like, some strings on it as well. And it's, like, wood and metal. And seems like, you would have no idea what this would do. It's just, like, a bunch. It's just, like, it seems like a thing here, and it has like a sign on it that says, "Introducing the odd end, make all your dreams come true."
Now that's
and that's
intriguing.
There.
So, what potions do you have?
Ooh, that's the kicker, isn't it? I've got no idea.
That's a terrible way to run a business. Sorry. That's a terrible way to run a business.
He taps his fingers together again, and it's like looking at. He's like looking at all three of you individually,
I mean,
but without moving his head.
If you didn't
just
make the potions,
eyes.
And you don't know where did you even get the potion?
Yeah, is the question, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But
yeah,
you presumably have the answer, don't you?
I do, What are your names, there, travelers?
Cramb.
Hello, Cramb.
Oh, I'm Turk.
Hello. Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, shit, wait.
Who are you people?
Elizabeth.
Just
you
Elizabeth.
Know, normal,
God.
Normal
he runs,
girl.
He runs out of the door.
Okay,
oh, no.
I grab like 8 potions and I run out the door.
Yeah, Meadow is running.
Where are you running?
Away.
Out. Back towards the tower,
fence,
I think, for Meadow.
To run.
Okay, all right.
You're running to the tower, and you get to the ladder. Meadow, I think you're going up first, and followed by Ren, and then Demetrius. And Meadow, you make it up on top. Ren, you're on the ladder, as you can hear shouting from across the town.
Shit. I mean, we're in the watchtower, so we've got a good view. Well, I am. I'm in the watchtower. Can I... Perception or something?
Yes, you can perceive.
No, I cannot. That's a 5. I don't even know what my modifier is, okay. But no, I cannot.
you can just hear the shouting, and you can tell it's getting closer, but you can't see anything.
Yeah, I'm just busting ass away.
All right. You climb the ladder faster, and then you get up on top of the wall, and you can now see a few guards running along the wall towards you.
Uh-oh.
And Demetrius gets on the ladder now. What are you doing?
I think that this is a... How many guards?
2.
I think that this is a very high-stress situation, and Ren is becoming very tense, and so I think that he does, in fact, go into a rage. Just a little
Sweet.
Bit.
Sweet.
He goes into a rage.
All right.
That's fun.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Is that an action?
I don't know anything
about barbarians.
I think that just happens.
Okay, you go into a rage.
I believe it's a bonus action.
Yeah.
Demetrius is halfway up the ladder now.
Are they like, how close are the guards?
30 feet and gaining.
Do they have like long range weapons?
No, but they do have swords drawn.
Okay. I take out my maul, which has a 5-foot reach, and I...
Sweet.
I whack him. Actually,
this,
no.
Are
I'll
we
take
initiating
my,
combat?
My javelin, which has a...
I think roll initiative.
Okay,
because I feel
fair.
Like if you whack him, then we're in combat. No! Why are
19.
We roll so bad? That's 3.
Okay. You go first, Ren.
Yes, I whack him with my maul. Yeah.
All right. Roll an attack.
22.
So, yep. Go ahead and do the damage on that one.
8.
Okay. The one that you hit with your maul, how are you hitting him?
If at all possible to, like, knock them over so that, like, they are on the ground reeling while we get off the fucking fence.
Okay, you hit him, and he, like, staggers backwards and halts the progress of the other guard as well, because the wall is not very wide. It's only a few feet wide, there's only room for, like, a person to, like, be standing on it, like, in line.
And I, like, gesture to Meadow behind me, like, go, go, go!
I think the rope is still there that you went up.
What's that worth, or the how... Was that both of the guards or just the one?
The one guard kind of staggers back. So they, like, pause, but they're both still standing.
Okay, is it...
The guard you hit looks pretty rough, though.
How are the turns? Is Demetrius ahead of me? Presumably, I've got a 3.
Yeah, it's... the guard that you hit is up next, and then he is going to run at you and attempt to hit you with his sword.
Oh boy.
Question.
Okay, that's gonna be also a 22.
My AC is shit right now because we are level 1.
I actually don't know what your
that's
AC
that's gonna change
no,
in a
but,
second.
But, we did steal armor. Or like guard uniforms, so the AC is whatever anyway.
Do I have a raised AC because of the guard uniform? I mean it doesn't
what's your
matter.
AC now?
No, it probably doesn't matter. It's 22.
How much damage do I take that I only take half of?
6 damage, which was halved.
Oh, that is halved already?
No.
Or so 3?
Yeah, 3 damage.
Slay.
Sorry. Yeah, and then the other guard comes up and has a knife and is going to throw it at Meadow.
Oh,
no,
that's bad. Don't do that.
That's going to be a 19.
Why? Yeah, that hits so much.
Ouchie.
Oof. 5 damage.
Yeah, that's like half of my hit points, bro.
More than half,
it,
actually.
He he throws the dagger at you, and it sinks into your chest.
My chest.
That's unfortunate.
Right, not your chest, like your shoulder, and it's now you now have a dagger in your shoulder.
Wait, love that and, for me personally. Yeah. Big fan.
Add that to the inventory. Dagger in the shoulder.
Fuck yeah, score the dagger.
But now it's Demetrius's turn, and you can hear yelling from the ground as well, and you can see guards running up towards the ladder, and there are 7 of them.
I'm still
along
just trying
with
to.
One of those 7 is Silas. But now Demetrius is up on top of the ladder, and he's going to try to push the guard that you hit off the wall. Oh, that's a nat 20.
Sick.
He grabs the guard and, pushes him to the side, and he falls, and... Ooh, does not get back up. But now there is, Meadow.
Okay, Meadow is going to cast Command on... Oh, how close are the rest of the guards and Cyrus?
Like 40 feet away from
okay,
you.
So I'm going to cast Command on Cyrus. He has to beat my, my spell save DC, a Wisdom saving throw for 13.
He does.
Damn it. Well, then nothing happens.
All right. Are you doing anything else?
Well, that was, I don't know, probably.
Wait, is the ladder still there?
The ladder is still there.
Can you, knock the ladder down, Meadow?
No.
Meadow pulls up the ladder.
It's like a 10-foot ladder.
Well, that's gonna be. they probably can't do that in the remaining 4 seconds. Well, if she knocks it down, they can just put it back up, though. Okay, Meadow knocks the ladder over, I guess.
All right, strength
check. It'll buy us time at the very least.
I'm so bad at strength. Why? I mean, gravity's with me, so I should have advantage. Really, I should have advantage because of gravity.
I think gravity's actually working against you here, but I'm not gonna give you a disadvantage.
It's a 2.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, that's so unfortunate, to be honest.
Strength.
Yeah. You try to move the ladder, but with the dagger in your shoulder, that makes
fuck,
it very,
yeah.
very hard to
yeah.
Use that arm for anything, and it hurts a lot when you try. So with your one arm, you're not able to push the ladder down.
See, guys, this is actually a really powerful message about not excluding trans women from sports, because I'm dog shit at them.
Whose turn is it? Is it my turn? Is it Ren's turn?
Yes, now it is Ren's turn.
Okay, I whack the guy to get him off the yeah.
Are you trying to push him, or are you just attacking?
I'm whacking him in the attempt to push him off the wall. With his buddy.
Okay, make an attack roll.
Okay. So that is an... I rolled an 8. I have a modifier. Plus 5. 13. How's that?
That doesn't hit.
Okay. In that case, can I use the rest of my action to knock the ladder?
Yeah.
Can I swing my maul on the ladder to make it break?
Not this time because you attacked.
Okay.
You attacked him.
That's fine.
You
That's true.
So you swing your maul at him, but he steps back, and Demetrius almost gets hit because it's a big maul, and that takes a lot of effort. But he moves out of the way so that he doesn't get hit by your maul, and then
strength
check to push down the ladder.
9. That's not a very good strength check.
It's better than 2.
Better than a two. I think just better enough that you can you grab it and you push it up a little bit, but now the group of guards has reached your position at the ladder, and one of them is climbing up, which stops you from pushing it over.
That's great. That's wonderful. We're doing a great job, guys.
And you can also see that there are 6 guards all crowding around the bottom of this ladder now. Silas is just kind of standing back and watching. And one of the guards draws a bow and is going to fire it at you, Ren. For 17.
Yeah, that hits.
6 damage?
How?
That's the 6 damage is what the damage will be. Cool. And so you have that. So I guess 3. Now, another one shoots an arrow at Demetrius, which misses. And it is the bandit guard on the wall's turn. He's going to try to run at you, Ren, and push you off the side of the wall. So he's going to grapple with you. So you're going to make contesting strength rolls. You have to beat a 14.
Oh, sick. I got a 19.
Nice. Okay. He grabs you by the shoulders and tries to push you to the side, but you beat him in that strength contest, so he isn't able to, and now you're just kind of, like, struggling with each other. It is Demetrius' turn. He's going to punch the guy grappling you in the face. Frick. Yes, for 21. Holy crap. Yes, Demetrius. That is, okay, he punches him in the face, which makes him let go of you, and stagger backwards a little bit. Meadow, it is your turn now.
Sure is. Would be great if I could do anything.
There's a guy climbing up the ladder.
It's the guy.
About 75% of the way.
Yeah, that's not good. We don't like that. How far is that? 75, like, how close to us is he if he's 75% up there?
A few feet away.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't like it, but she is going to aim at him with her crossbow. Just, like, a little bit.
All right.
That is a 15 to hit?
That does.
Well, let's hope it's not too much damage. I just want him to fall down. where is my... There. Where are the dice that I roll damage with? I don't know. I never use them. 4.
4. Okay. You shoot him and it sinks into his shoulder. And it's just as he was reaching up to grab. So he lets go with his only hand that he's holding on.
Ha ha.
And falls down. And...
Get crossbowed, loser.
Okay. Yeah. He falls down and the... guards, like, move out of the way and don't even try to catch him at all, because they're jags.
Sorry! I mean, not particularly, but, like, a little bit sorry!
And then one of the guards shoots a bow at you, Meadow.
Well, can they stop that? I'll die.
Hey, Meadow. That was a natural 20.
I'm literally actually, you're going to kill my character! Roll damage!
That's 7 damage.
Yeah, I'm -3, so cool.
That's terror. That's. Oh,
you know
God.
Who's the healer, also?
Okay, you get an arrow in your other shoulder, and you don't get 3, which is just a great Lord of the Rings reference for you. You fall over unconscious.
No shit.
But you're, like, in the watchtower area, so you don't, like, fall off the edge.
Oh, thank you.
But
I'm so grateful
now,
that I didn't
Ren,
fall off the edge.
My
that
turn.
Bad.
Me?
I could have, like, died or something.
I see.
You could have actually died, so
I'm going
Ren,
to
you're
see
up.
Die.
Meadow go down.
Have you seen my rolls? I'm not going to make it through my saving throws.
I see Meadow go down. I assess the situation. There's a guy. There's several more guys. There's Cyrus. And you know what? You know what? Sometimes there's no shame in just running away. So I pick Meadow up in one of my big strong arms, and then I go down the rope, hopefully. What do I need to roll?
You're gonna have to make a really good athletics check, which if it goes bad, It's gonna go bad. Bad.
Don't kill half the party.
21.
21, okay.
Yeah.
You, with Meadow over your shoulder, you grab the rope and, like, kind of put it, like, between your legs, and you have, like, you're just holding it, and you just, like, slide down it and land on your feet. And you are now off the wall with Meadow over your shoulder.
I yell up, Demetrius, get down here.
He says, just a second. And it is now the bandit on the wall's turn. And he's going to try to swing at Demetrius. But that doesn't hit. He tries to punch Demetrius. Demetrius, like, steps back, and the guard who's trying to punch him fumbles and falls off the onto the outside where you are.
Oh, fuck no.
He looks really not great, but he stands up. You see Demetrius up on the wall, and he grabs the rope and begins to climb down. But now you see another guard up on the wall who cuts the rope, and Demetrius falls and just takes a few damage, and it's nothing. So all of you are over the wall, but now you can see that there are more guards, like, up on the wall.
Okay. Are we still, like, in combat turns and stuff?
Technically, yes.
Okay.
But I'm just gonna go ahead and say it's back to you.
Right. Okay.
I mean, shouldn't I make a saving throw for the death?
Yes, you're right. Go ahead and make a death
save.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna make a death save.
Just make a death save real quick.
Please. Well, that's one failure.
All right.
No. Fuck. Okay. Is there anything I could do to, like, get the fucking rope off the wall?
It is off the wall. Because the guy cut it.
Oh, slay. Okay. In that case, there's still a guard down with us, right?
Yep.
I'm gonna take my short sword. Can I do that while holding Meadow?
Make a strength check just to see, like, how you're doing holding Meadow, and then,
Okay, well, that's an 8. That's not ideal.
All right, you're gonna have disadvantage on attacks that you make while holding Meadow.
Okay, I'll take my short sword. So, with disadvantage, that's a 15 to hit.
Oh, nice, yeah, that hits.
Oh, dope. Okay, so that is 5 damage.
All right, you, Meadow, heft over your shoulder, short sword in your other hand, you just charge at this guy and just slash at him. I imagine you kind of just stab your sword through him and then just, like, kick him off of it, and he falls down and does not get back up. But Demetrius does, and he starts, like, running at you and then past you, and is like, Come on, let's go.
I also start running.
All right, you are running, not the fastest that you can, Ren, but not slow, and you are running back the way that you came, but there are, as you pass the entrance gate, there are guards now.
Oh, great.
Following you.
Great.
There's a group of about 5.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like they're catching up. I'm gonna say we're out of combat now, but it doesn't seem like they're catching up, but they're not, like, losing you.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm just gonna keep running into the woods.
Okay. You run into the woods. What's your like plan here?
Get away, to be honest. That's as far as the plan is going. I think Ren is like, oh fuck, if Meadow dies, it's sort of my fault. In, like, a roundabout, I was being stupid sort of way, you know? So okay. Ren is sort of freaking out a little bit.
All right. Okay, you are running through. You're running through the woods now. I'm gonna say make an athletics check.
Okay.
You want to hear something really, really quite unfortunate?
I would really like to hear something unfortunate because I also have some unfortunate news.
I rolled a one.
It's like you want Meadow to die.
It's like I want Meadow to die. It's like.
Okay, this is what happens. You enter the woods. You're running through the woods. You can hear the guards behind you also running after you. Demetrius is ahead of you. He doesn't seem to be having any issue running through these woods. You run, you go, there's a kind of like hill that like cuts off, and there's a like, it like drops down, like, and there's a like a tree next to it. There's some roots that like are like up at the top. One of these roots, you just trip over, and you go over the side of this hill. You fall a few feet. Not enough to warrant any damage, thankfully, because I don't think Meadow can take much more. But you do fall, and Demetrius doesn't notice, and he keeps running.
No!
Thankfully, though, the bandits also don't notice. So they keep running after Demetrius. But after a bit, Demetrius is gone, and you're alone in the woods with an unconscious Meadow.